Phoenix Audio presents.
Vengeance by Stuart Kaminsky. Prologue. There were three reasons I was staying a few miles over the speed limit on 301 heading toward Bradenton. First, Sarasota's full of the very old, to whom the state of Florida will grant a driver's license even if the person is blind or too short to see over the dashboard. Another group of drivers in abundance is the smiling and soused teens and their parents. Their pickup trucks proudly bear decals of the Confederate flag and bumper stickers with comments like, "We don't give a shit how you did it up north. And you can have my wife before I'll give up my gun." The second reason is that my wife died in a car crash in Chicago a little over 3 years ago. 6 months and 5 days, more than 3 years. It wasn't her fault. Someone had sideswiped her, probably an accident, sent her into a low concrete wall on Lakeshore Drive and driven away fast. Never found. I've driven as little as I could since then. But sometimes I have no choice if I'm going to make a living. Until a few months ago, I used to sweat whenever I drove, even with the automobile air conditioner dialed to high. The third reason I was only a few miles over the speed limit, letting cars, vans, and trucks whip past me, was that I was reasonably sure I was too late. I didn't know if I wanted to get where I was going in time to stop a murder. I wasn't alone in the car. Ames McKinney sat erect, seat-belted, next to me, riding shotgun, literally. He had an old Remington M.